Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Abraham Lincoln said, "I'd like to see a man proud of the place in which he lives. I'd like to see a man live so that his place will be proud of him." That's how I feel in my heart about New Jersey. I'm proud of this state and its people. And I know there's still much more we need to do together to ensure the future we want for all of our children. So this is not the time to leave unfinished business for me. The stakes are too high and the consequences are too real. So, New Jersey, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
That Chris Christie you thought was too liberal, now he's not running. So I assume you're pleased with that.
I'm pleased with that for his sake, because the advice that I had given by way of interviews, if his heart's not in it, he should not do it. So I have to conclude that he's made this decision for the right reasons, because if he had decided to do it because of the media hype, it would have been the wrong reasons. I know for a fact.
All right. So we get started with Chris Christie saying once again he's not going to run for president. This has gotten to be so foolish. And it was started by Roger Ailes, who runs Fox News. That's why there's so much hype behind this. The foolishness is almost embarrassing that the news media has fallen all over itself, gotten so suckered into something that was, in a manner of speaking, I don't know if irrelevant is the right word, but certainly over the top. When the guy kept saying he wasn't going to run, people, oh, yes, he's going to run. And it shows you how foolish politics are and how easily led so many people are, pushed around in this circumstance by Ailes. I don't know if pushed around is the right terminology, but certainly the focus and the emphasis on this, driven by Fox trying to get him to run, stir up his image in the public. And so maybe this serves him well for running the next time around. But it got to the point of being absolutely foolish, I think, anyway. What do you think? 800-510-8255. So that was the first voice you heard was Christie saying he's not running. Then Herman Cain talking about the announcement. I mean, more people are talking about the announcement. It shows you again, even in this field that we're in, the talk radio field, a review of what's going on in the world of talk radio is what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. Every day for 2 hours, and on the weekend for 3 hours, we review the hot hits in talk radio by monitoring what's being said by hosts and callers and that sort of thing across the country on these talk radio programs. It got to the point where I'm embarrassed for the people who are in my craft because they get suckered into, and some of the things they say are just so foolish. At any rate, instead of devoting a lot of time to Chris Christie, who said he hasn't any intention of running, let's get off of it and listen to some information that is provided by Herman Cain, who is one of the people, and he's kind of like Ron Paul, hasn't gotten a lot of really positive attention because he didn't fit the news media's profile of who they want to see, the people who control the news media. You don't think it's controlled by a few people at the top. That thing about Christie, it really proves it, because, again, Roger Ailes was the only one who really was onto that bandwagon at first, and he just kept pushing it, and having the people on the Fox News channel push it. So Herman Cain shows up on The View yesterday and talks a lot about his experience, foreign policy. He talks about the Rick Perry Hunting Club scandal, about his remark regarding brainwashed African Americans, and about his ideas to get the job market open. So let's just listen to excerpts from Herman Cain discussing with the ladies on The View why he makes sense as a candidate.
You admit that you don't know too much about foreign policy.
Not anymore.
Well, you've been studying, yeah. But have you been to foreign countries, by the way?
I was in Israel in August, as an example. I have been to South Africa. I've been to Australia. So I've been to a number
of
countries.
So you've been to a number. Okay.
Most recently, I was in Israel in last August.
Okay. But in general, you have said you're not up to speed in foreign policy. I'm quoting you. And most of your experience has been as the CEO of the pizza company.
Yes.
Well, I must say you have, you know, you worked very hard and you, a little by little, worked your way up and to your great credit. But what makes you qualified to be president of the United States?
Well, let's not just focus on the pizza company. Remember, I worked my way up to become a vice president of the Pillsbury Company. I then worked my way up to become a vice president of Burger King Corporation. They then appointed me president and CEO of Godfathers, which was supposed to go bankrupt, but I didn't get the memo, so we saved the company. Then I headed up the National Restaurant Association. I've also served as chairman of the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. My first job was as a ballistics analyst, as a mathematician with the Department of Navy, working on fire control systems. I've served on the board of Strategic Air Command, Citizen Advisory Board, earlier in my career. So, net-net, I'm a problem solver. That's what I've done for over 40 years.
I'm right now.
Yes. I've been in business, but you have never held an elected office and very limited foreign policy experience. So,
yeah, let me respond to that one. When I speak to groups all over the country, as you would imagine, when I get to the part that, number one, I don't have national name ID like some of the other candidates. Mm-hmm. Number two, I don't have a kajillion dollars like some of the other candidates. And when I say I've never held public office, I get a spontaneous applause because they're tired of politicians as usual. The American people are ready for someone who is a businessman, problem solver first.
I want to go
back to this. We had a discussion yesterday, and it involved Rick Perry, and it was the story involving his family using a hunting lodge, and apparently this had the racial slur of "N-head" on a rock.
Yes.
Now, you were critical of him over the last few days about this. He has since said that, I want to get this right, his campaign said that the rock was painted over soon after Mr. Perry's father was giving hunting rights there in 1983, although some people have said it was even there in the 90s.
Right.
But is that apology, is that enough for you? Because you had said that it was insensitive.
I was saying I still stand by my statement that it was insensitive for it to be there up until 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement that has been issued by Governor Perry's campaign, I accept that. I do not believe that that represents how Governor Rick Perry feels about black people in America. It was insensitive to leave it there as long as they left it.
You said that if you do run against Obama, you probably get about a third of the African-American vote. But the
yes.
other two-thirds, you said to Wolf Blitzer, are brainwashed into voting for Obama again. You received backlash for that as well.
Yes.
Do you still stand by that statement?
I absolutely do, and here's why. I'm glad that you pointed out, and I said this in my statement, the good news is a lot of black Americans are thinking for themselves.
Yes.
Now, there are some that are so brainwashed that they won't even consider a conservative idea.
What do you do about that?
Well, you save the savable. And if they're not savable because they don't even want to hear the idea about my 999 plan, I tried to give that to some people, and they didn't want it because they saw me as a Republican. They saw me as a conservative. I call that being brainwashed, not being open-minded to another idea.
The Republican Party hasn't been black-friendly over the many centuries in this country.
I never said that.
Well, I'm
should we begin with Lincoln?
Sorry?
I just think that there's, like, that's not necessarily true. And right now, just to be fair, unemployment right now with the African American community, I believe, is over 18%. So right now, in terms of business, and you made this point, sir, that this is actually probably the toughest time for that community right now in terms of being fair to a certain community.
I'm assuming that you have been giving this a great deal of thought.
Yes.
And so I'm going to ask you just not, you know, the specifics, but an idea of how you would get corporations to stop stuffing their pockets and actually look at the people that they've fired, the thousands of people that they've fired, and start rehiring and getting manufacturing going? Because you're a businessman, I'm asking. Just in general and quickly, because I see everybody has questions, how would you do it?
The first thing you do mm-hmm. is you throw out the current tax code, which creates too much uncertainty for the business community. Mm-hmm. And this is why I have proposed my 999 plan. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, mm-hmm. it imposes a 9% business flat tax, mm-hmm. a 9% personal income tax, and a 9% national sales tax. It expands the base so everybody has a lower rate, and it is not regressive on the poor. Now, when you add certainty mm-hmm. by passing this, that's what's going to cause the business community to be inspired to put together growth plans. Now, one of the reasons you've seen so many corporations do a lot of cutbacks in the last 3 years is out of necessity. I served on the board of directors of several corporations. And one of the things we talk about in this economic downturn, mm-hmm. especially when the meltdown of 2008 happened, mm-hmm. what do we do to continue to serve our stockholders and try to make a profit? So they had to look at ways to become more productive. That's what has happened. But businesses want to grow. I have never sat in on a board meeting where they said, how do we stay the same or get smaller? They want to grow when you provide some certainty to the business environment.
Man, that guy's got it. And did you hear how arrogant Barbara Walters was? I lauded her yesterday for her many years in the business successfully, but she tried to knock him down. What qualifies you to be president? He's breathing, he's American, and he knows what he's doing. More on Herman Cain on the countdown right around the corner.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Apparently, a lot of people are talking about Herman Cain in the real world and not being pushed around by the news media as to what to think, because the news media hasn't had much on Herman Cain, but he's making his own way based on his presentation, his answers to the questions on The View. I thought that he had really great answers. And the latest ABC Washington Post poll out today shows that Cain has moved into second position, and Perry basically behind him shows Mitt Romney at number one. I believe the ticket is going to be Romney and Cain. What do you think about that speculation? 800, I think the other people like Santorum and Huntsman, Bachman, Gingrich ought to get out. And the final four ought to be Ron Paul, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, and Mitt Romney at this point. 800-510-8255. Let's see what you think about that as we listen to some of the hosts around the country talk about Herman Cain. And in this case, Steve Gill speaks about his appearance on The View, as we just heard those 3 or 4 minutes worth of material. Makes for great fodder. Here's Gill.
I am more concerned over Herman Cain's actions in playing the race card, in using this bogus story for his own benefit, than I am any sense that Rick Perry is a racist. And another example of this double standard of the race card was on display on The View. Now, I didn't watch it, but I've seen the clip where Barbara Walters used the N-word on the air. Now, she wasn't like, you know, calling Whoopi or Sherry Shepherd to the black host on the View by the N-word. She was talking about this story. And the same way that Herman Cain can use the word in talking about it, they condemned Barbara Walters, a white woman, for using the word in describing what was on the rock before it was painted over and flipped over, when the Perry family was offended by it and flipped over the rock and painted over the rock. But that's not good enough for the Washington Post or Herman Cain or the others that are trying to use this to bash Rick Perry. So Barbara Walters uses the word in describing the story of what was on the rock. And Sherry Shepherd, one of the black co-hosts, is offended by that. But then Whoopi Goldberg goes on to use the word like a dozen times on the air. And Sherry says, well, she's not offended by that because Whoopi can use the word, but Barbara can't. Says Whoopi's black, and black comedians and black folks can call each other the N-word left and right. They can use it in music, and it's okay. But if a white person uses the N-word, you've got to let a black guy off on murder like O.J. Simpson. It is disgusting. And I'm not even going to play the clip because I'm not going to give credence to Whoopi Goldberg or any other black person using the word. I mean, we've told you what the word was. We've played the Herman Cain clip so you know the context of the story. But Whoopi's gratuitous use of dropping the N-bomb a dozen times on The View to show, I can do it and you can't, Barbara, is just racism. It is just flat-out racism. And we should be disgusted by it, whether it's a white racist or a black racist like Whoopi Goldberg.
800-510-8255. Steve Gill is a predictable host. I don't know that he's a friend. He's somebody that I know, I guess a colleague. He works on the originating network for this program, Radio America, has a local program. His approach to this, and that is to Herman Cain, sort of reeks of a double standard. I know that in this presentation, at least this first half hour, I've been pretty critical of some people who are part of the news business and the news talk business, from Roger Ailes to Steve Gill and some people in between. But I think that following along, the reason that these guys are successful in what they do is because, in Gill's case especially, he gets people to think, and he's kind of looking for those who agree with him to clamor and clang. And in this case, I think he's kind of off the mark a little. 28 after the hour.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You can't keep cold weather from coming, but you and your vehicle can be ready when it gets here. O'Reilly Auto Parts helps you prepare with big savings on the things you need to care for your car or truck, like oil, antifreeze, and wiper blades. Get your vehicle in shape for the season and save at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an hour devoted to two or three of the important items that are in the top ten this week. Certainly the presidential race is one of them. I've become so, and if you listen to me with any regular, you know, this isn't new. I'm so, I guess, biased. I'm tired of having you and I told what we need to think, how we need to think, when we need to think, what we need to think. By the manipulative news media, it's pretty disgusting, actually. Now, you could say, well, you're doing it because you're twisting and turning and trying to bring people ideas on somebody that you like. Trying to do that in the sense, I admit to putting together a lot of information on Herman Cain, because I think a lot of you don't know who he is. And I'll drop this on you, lob this one out there, and see what you think, because there's a lot of the word racism that's thrown around. We're going to have the cut from the a view that was talked about a few minutes ago by host Steve Gill. We're going to have that in a few minutes after we listen to a couple of radio hosts talk about Herman Cain as a candidate. But I guess the question may be about the news media itself and whether or not it is racist. Are the people who run the newsrooms, I'd like to know, because I don't know. I know a few black talk hosts. I don't know that I know anybody who's a program director of a news talk radio station who's black. And I know my way around this business, been in it for decades. I'm not saying there isn't one. I just don't know of one. I'm thinking of the conventions. There are usually at least a couple, maybe two, three conventions of talk radio folks every year. I don't remember seeing one black program director at any of them. That doesn't mean there isn't one. I just don't remember seeing one. And there are some black hosts. Certainly, most of them are on the black stations, the urban stations. Food for thought. I have no conclusion. I have suspicions, but no conclusion. And maybe you'd like to add to the suspicions, or you can tell me I'm all wet, or whatever you think. 800-510-8255. Even though News Talk Radio is not part of the news media per se, even though Fox has talk programs that they present. ABC, now owned by a company called Cumulus, they have hosts that are talking about the news and news presentation. There's a distinct and separate the ABC or the Cumulus shows are separate and distinct. Not so with Fox. They're all kind of in the same, they use the same corridor, buildings, studios, locations, et cetera, et cetera. All right, anyway, so food for thought again. Here's host Dave Diamond talking to a couple of his callers about what they think of Herman Cain.
Let's talk to Steve. He's in Modesto.
I'm kind of hoping he's a contender. I haven't made a decision by any stretch yet as to who I'll vote for, but from what I've heard of him, I like. And I guess I like him better than I like some of the other candidates already.
What is it that you like about him? What?
He seems to be a straight shooter. He doesn't seem to talk the tough questions, and I mean, whether I agree with him on everything or not, I doubt it that I will. I don't. The only person that I agree with 100% every time is Jesus Christ, and even him, I'm not immediately on board every time.
Yeah, as far as I know, he's not running.
No, and that's probably a good thing. But as far as just the way he comes off to me, he seems like he's a straight shooter, and he doesn't ask tough questions. He's able to articulate what he needs, what he thinks, and I hope he's able to stay in the running here for longer. Anyway, so
all right, let's go to John.
I'm just wondering. Comment about Trump and then about Cain as well. Do you think that Trump might be the key guy in the Rotary Club that can get everybody to open their wallets?
You know, it's almost got to be that. It's got to be that. I don't know what else it could be. And the bigger question, John, is why now? What's changed in 2.5 years? I mean, he wasn't doing this in 2008. He wasn't doing it in 2004. Why is he doing it now?
Yeah, he wasn't even on the screen then, but, you know, What's the possibility he's just more connected to reality than he was 2 years ago?
I don't know. That's the problem that I have. What do you think of our old Herman Cain there?
Yeah, you know what? He seems to be the least political, at least until recent, out of everybody there, but I think he's got the most executive experience, real life, you know, on the ground, you know, doing business. You know, he sure had a lot of in his trenches doing it, kind of business.
And that's technically what this job is Chief Executive Officer of the United States.
Yep.
All right, so pretender or contender?
I think he's an intender.
Leave it to John to take the third option. Okay, and by that you mean what? You mean he intends to contend?
He intends to be a contender, but I don't know if anyone's going to take him seriously enough to get him there.
Well, obviously people are taking him seriously because he's number two in the latest ABC Washington Post. That's an interesting run of three words together. Pretender, contender, or intender. I could ask that of your thoughts regarding Cain. 800-510-8255. All right, so let's see. We have now radio man Bill Meyer with Rick Newman from U.S. News and World Report about Cain's specific proposal for taxes.
What is the basis of this plan, and is there a way you can kind of break it down for us here in a way we can all understand it?
Yeah, and Herman Cain has made this simple on purpose, I'm sure, so that we can understand it. He wants to basically scrap the tax code, which we've got now, and institute a new tax code that would have three pillars: a 9% income tax rate for everybody, a 9% corporate income tax rate for all companies, and then a 9% national sales tax. And I have no idea if those are the right numbers. I mean, he says that if you had a plan like this, you'd start out by having about the same amount of government revenue as you have now, so you wouldn't have to dismantle Social Security or Medicare or anything like that. I don't know if I can't vouch for that, but I do think that there's some sensibility to this, because if he did this, basically what he would do is he would raise the incentive for people to work, and he'd raise the incentive for people to open companies and run companies. And he would, by having this national sales tax, he would discourage spending. And that sounds a little scary, and that they would have to be worked in a certain way. But a lot of economists say that if you give people an incentive to save more money and spend less money, it would really be quite good for the economy in the long run. It would help families get their finances in better shape, and it would also provide a new pool of savings that would equal investment at some point in the future, and that is really the kind of thing the economy needs.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate that. One thing that gives me pause, though, encouraging savings, I'm all for this, But, you know, Herman Cain also used to be an advisor on the Federal Reserve. So what's the point of saving if you try to save money, the Federal Reserve forces down interest rates to the point where, well, what's the point? Because that's the way it is right now. You know, I mean, what's the point of saving?
Well, keep in mind that saving money doesn't mean you have to put it in a bank account that earns 0.1%. Saving money basically means you just don't spend it. So what are you going to do with it if you don't spend it? You could invest it in anything you want. It just means it's money that you're not spending on goods and services. So that money, you know, if that money is in the bank or that money goes into the stock market or the bond market, basically that's money that's money that becomes available to be lent out throughout the economy, and that is one of the ways that the economy grows.
Wow, that was a really informative conversation. That's what the wonder is of this kind of radio or this presentation in general, having these conversations back and forth, because our educational system is so lacking for so many. The people who listen to a certain conversation, listen, I don't know, back to a lot of the people that I know, I don't know Bill Mayer, but that was a very intelligent conversation, I thought. And gives me, as I listen to some of the people who do this for a living, gives me cause to think that there are some really good people out here. And I think it's probably like anything else. There are some good folks who do this. There are some great folks who do this, both nationally and locally. And there are some awful people who do it and get away with it. But I find that's a very useful explanation about how that 999 plan works. And so many of you, so many people who listen to the News Talk radio stations are folks who love the Tea Party ideas. I must admit to liking the fiscal stuff that they put forth very much. I don't like their involvement in other things because I think it waters down the potential that they have. I think a lot of the action taken by members of Congress who identify themselves as Tea Partiers is making everybody in Washington take notice, and it's appropriate for that to happen at this time. The average American is fed up with all of this stuff, and they're so fed up with government. I heard President Obama say the other day, you want people to ruin the environment. You don't want to get rid of regulation. He doesn't even understand, or he doesn't want to say what people know in terms of over-regulation and re-regulation of the average small business or the average person's life. Doesn't get it. He is just so over the top, out of his league, and yet we go back and forth. We get stuck on these arguments like the race card of the discussion of Herman Cain and the Rick Perry Hunting Club situation. Back to The View for a second. The exchange that took place, this has become famous, and I'm not sure all of you have heard, but I'll play for you, or more importantly, Michael Fortier, who is the production engineer for this program, will play about a minute and a half's worth of this conversation. It's now become legend of Whoopi Goldberg and I forget, what's the other lady's name who's on the... Sherry Shepherd. Thank you, Michael. And Barbara Walters. Now, I said something critical of Barbara earlier on because I think she is an arrogant news type. I also think she's done a good job with her career. But here, listen to this exchange.
Yeah, there is what Whoopi's talking about, and that is, until I heard you do it today, mm-hmm. and Herman Cain, we all say the N-word.
I feel differently from Whoopi, because, I mean, and I'm not saying how you feel. When I heard you say it, mm-hmm. it was fine. You said it a different way. When I heard you say it, I didn't like the way you said it, because when you say it, you say N-I-D, and I don't like you didn't.
I'm not sure.
I know. It's a semantic thing, but it's something that goes through my body.
It's not just tomato. Forgive me if I didn't say it exactly the same way.
Even if you didn't, you wouldn't say it the right way. I mean, and there's nothing on you, Barbara. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing on you.
It's because I'm white that I shouldn't use the word?
Yeah, it's something about hearing you say it that
no white person should use that word.
You know, I feel differently from other people. I don't like it when you use the word. Now, I have used it with my friends, with my family. I don't say it like you, so it's when you say it, it's a different connotation. I probably could never explain the way I feel.
I mean, I'm repeating what was on the law.
Not you, Barbara.
All right, not you, Barbara, because they want to keep their jobs and it's her program. But it just this all this stuff on black. Ugh, Let's get back to being Americans, eh? 14 before the hour, some more callers on Herman Cain coming up in a moment here on The Countdown.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255 on The Countdown. Greg is in Simi Valley, California on Cain. Go ahead, sir, please.
How you doing? I was very impressed with the Florida debate with Herman Cain. His number one statement that really turned me on was getting rid of the EPA. I also want to find a conservative Republican in there, and right now I haven't seen anybody so far except Herman standing strong, and we do need those conservative values back into this race.
All right. Got it. All right. Thank you, sir. Brian in Alaska, what think you?
I'm just concerned about his involvement with the Federal Reserve, whether he was a director in Kansas City or what his position was.
Why is that a problem for you?
The Federal Reserve is really the most powerful organization on Earth right now.
So you're one of those people who think the Federal Reserve is a boogeyman?
Whether, you know, they're privately owned, they're digitizing.
There's a problem,
money.
But wouldn't it be important for somebody? I mean, the reality is you got to deal with the Fed. So if somebody who knows how it works inside is the president, isn't that a good thing? Maybe it'd shake it up a little bit under the circumstances.
Well, if they're an insider or
an outsider. Got your point, sir. Got to move. 51 after.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Appreciate your input. We've got to move on from the presidential race and the discussions of Herman Cain to those who are occupying Wall Street and the protests that are spreading around the country. Tea Party beginnings, some of the comparison to these Wall Street protests, like the beginning of the Tea Party, so say some on the radio and television. Here's the Talko's Brian Thomas with a focus on the demands of those protesters on Wall Street.
They released their list of demands last week, and they're all moronic. A couple of my favorites real quick. Now, this is what the people are protesting. They're against the concept of Wall Street. Now, My favorite on the entire list is their request that there immediately be across the board debt forgiveness. So if you own a home outright, you already paid for it, and you look next door at your neighbor, and they owe more than the home is worth now, that doesn't matter. You're both going to become 100% homeowners. There will be no more debt in the Occupy Wall Street world. And that's not just your home mortgage debt. It's everything. Home equity debt, credit card debt, all the things that you bought on credit because you had to have them right now. Well, they're now free things. Never mind that goods and services and labor, maybe even a lot of union labor, went into the debt, right? That doesn't matter. Forgive it all. Wipe out all sovereign debt included is what these folks want. And they want you to outlaw credit reporting agencies. You know, I welcome to, and I keep referring to Harrison and Bergeron, the book of, or the short story about, you know, the future in which everyone is forced into being made equal. You know, the weights around you if you're a fast runner and things like that. Well, everyone in this brave new world that the Occupy Wall Street folks wants will have no credit rating. There will be no agency, and I'm not going to be forgiving of credit agencies. They, of course, are the ones that allowed us to maintain a AAA credit rating in spite of our bad fiscal shape. But look, hey, if these guys win the day, and if they actually have enough traction to take over, if they have more people than the Tea Party and every independent, sort of clear-thinking, rational human being in this country, hey, then we'll all have equality. There won't be any more debt. There won't be any more reporting agencies. I'm not quite sure who's going to loan money to whom if there's no way of being able to determine the one's credit worthiness. Maybe they'll just implement Sharia law and there won't be any interest allowed to be collected.
All right, so he doesn't like the folks who are protesting on Wall Street. Let's listen to talk host Chip Franklin talking to reporter Todd Starnes about the misplaced anger. That's how he describes it.
Look, I get the anger at the banks. The banks screwed a lot of people, and we gave them a reward. I get that anger. But this is nothing. This is not about that. This is just straight-out anger, either because things didn't go their way, and they want to bring everything down. It is the height of self-absorption is what this is. Todd Starnes is in New York City, where all this stuff kind of kicked off. Todd, you know, you've seen these demands. I mean, half these people have no idea what they're doing. They're out in the street just marching. And, you know, I understand some of their anger, don't you, about Wall Street? I mean, not so much Wall Street, but some of the TARP money.
Oh, no, yeah, I get it. And, you know, I think that, but at the end of the day, I don't think half the people down there understand why they're down there. We've heard everything from, you know, they're protesting the war to this guy that got executed down in Georgia for killing a cop. So, you know, I don't think there's anything, I don't think there's one particular thing that's bringing everyone together.
I accept that unemployment. You know, again, I go back to it. You want to solve most of the problems we have in the world. They can be solved with two basic things, a job and a girlfriend.
True. And I got to be honest with you, though, there's nothing quite like the fresh smell of patchouli in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
fragrant down there.
Yeah, it is fragrant. Yeah, that we get a lot of people that, again, this is like the people from the World Trade Organization, you know, the people who believe that we just got to bring the government down. And, well, you know, we got, and, you know, the truth is these people, they have no idea what happens when you create that kind of chaos. That's the same kind of chaos that happened in Germany after World War One. It resulted in the stormtroopers. Not to go Godwin, but seriously, you got to be careful. That's what happens when you take apart a society and you put people like this in charge.
Chip, that's what I've been preaching from day one, because what's scary to me is that you can get a crowd that large together for no apparent reason. And now you've got university professors standing up telling this crowd that that we need a revolution in this country, calling for an Arab Spring.
But getting together for no apparent reason? What are these guys smoking? Are you kidding? My God. There's some food for thought. Unfortunately, we're out of time for that kind of stuff because the countdown hour is over.